This is a Chaitanya Bhagavat class, continuing with Antya Lila, Chapter 2, Text 368. We're in the middle of a story, how the king of Kashi attacked Krishna, and Krishna defeated him. And then Krishna Sudarshan burned down the city, then Shiva became angry and attacked Krishna, because he's residing there in Kashi, Benares. And then after being defeated by Krishna, then Krishna said, I'll give you even a better place. I burned down your Benares, I burned down your Kashi. But I'll give you a better place in Orissa, which is called Ekamruka, Van. And you will reside there as Koti Lingeshwara. And he said, this place is just as pleasing as Varanasi. And I will also reside nearby you in a most confidential place. So now, we left off where Lord Krishna was telling Lord Shiva about the glories of the place he was giving him, and then he starts talking about where he's going to be living. So in this section, Lord Krishna is glorifying the Jagannath Puri, which is right near Ekamruka. Ekamruka Van is known today as the present day Bhuvaneshwara. Bhuvaneshwar. At one time there were millions and millions of Shiva lingas there. And so Krishna awarded a new residence to Shiva, and now he's going to glorify his place. And in doing so, you know, he's describing here about the glories of this place. And he says, text 368, Sindhu tire vattamule nilachalanam shetrashi purushottamati ramyatstan. Bhagavan Sri Krishna said, O Mahadev, on the shore of the ocean, beneath a banyan tree, is most enchanting place named Nilachala, which is also known as Sri Purushottam Kshetra. In the purport, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati quotes from Padma Puran, Kriya Yoga Sar, where it describes the Purushottam Mahatyam, the glories of Purushottam Kshetra. He says that even food in Jagannath Puri that's touched by a chandala may be accepted by people in higher varnas, like kshatriyas and varnas. How is that? Because Lord Vishnu himself is in that food. The cook who has prepared that food is Lakshmi, and the enjoyer of that food is Lord Janardhan himself, Jagannath Swami. Jagannatha Swami, Nayana Patagami, Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me. Jagannatha Swami, Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me. Nilachala Chandra, Amar Prabhu Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Nila Chala Chandar Amar, Prabhu Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath. That food, Jagannath Prasadam, Mahaprasadam, is difficult even for demigods to obtain. It is the remnants of Lord Jagannath, is purifying and rarely achieved in this world. If anyone eats it, liberation is easy to achieve. It is difficult for all the demigods like Brahma to get it. Whenever they get Mahaprasad of Jagannath, they eat it with great respect. What to speak of ordinary mortals? Manushanam. If someone's heart does not take pleasure in honoring that rarely obtained Jagannath Mahaprasadam, then he is considered a Vishnu dvesht, an enemy of Lord Vishnu. As Ganga purifies the earth, that Jagannath Mahaprasada purifies all places and destroys all sins. Anam Papa Nashanam. Although that divine food is very tender, it acts like thunderbolts in shattering one's mountain of sins. When those sinful reactions earned from previous lives have been eradicated, develops devotion for that difficult to obtain food, Mahaprasada. Text 369, Sri Krishna continues speaking to Lord Shiva at the glories of Purushottam Kshetra. Ananta Brahmanda Kale Jagana Samhare Tabu Se Stanera Kichu Karite Na Pare.
At the time of the annihilation of the unlimited universes, that place remains intact.
Sarva Kala Se Stane Amara Vasati Pratidina Amara Bhojan Hayatati Se Stanera Prabhave Jojan Dasha Bhumi Tahate Vasai Jata Jantu Kita Krimi Sabare Dekai Chatur Bhuja Devagan Bhuvana Mangala Kari Kahiye Jaystan.
Mahadev, I eternally reside at that place, and I eat there every day. Sometimes they say that Jagannath is where Krishna eats, and Ranganath is where Krishna sleeps, and Badrinath is where Krishna bathes. By the influence of Jagannath Puri, Purushottam Dham, all living entities, even the animals, insects, and worms who live within 80 miles of that place are seen by the demigods as having four arms. That place is the most auspicious place in the world, Bhuvana Mangala Kari Kahi Jaystan.
Nidrateo Jaystane Samadhi Falahai Shayane Pranamafal Jata Vedekai.
The Vedas declare that by sleeping at Purushottam Kshetra, Sri Khetra, one obtains the results of Samadhi.
Haribo.
Shayane Pranamafal. By lying down there, one obtains the results of offering obeisances.
Pradakshine Falapai Karile Brahman Katamatra Jatahai Amara Stavan.
By wandering about in Sri Purushottam Kshetra, Mahadev, one obtains the result of Parikrama. Every word spoken at that place is a stuti or stava offered to me.
Hina se kshetrarati prabhava nirmal matsyakai leopaya havishara fal.
The influence of Sri Khetra is so sanctified that one obtains the result of eating havishya rice even by eating fish.
Olivo
matsyaka. Matsya Kaile Opaya Havishera Fal. That's amazing.
Nija Name Stana Mora Hina Priyatam Tahate Chateka Vaise Se Amarasam.
Sri Khetra Dham, Sri Purushottam Kshetra, which bears my name, is very dear to me. Everyone who resides there is equal to me.
Seistani nahika jamadanda adhikar ami karif bhalamanda vichara sabar.
Yamaraj has no jurisdiction to punish anyone of that place. I alone judge the pious and impious activities of everyone there.
Hena se amarapudi tahara utare tomare dilanastana rahibhara tare.
I have given you a place to stay just north of my abode. So Bhuvaneshwar is actually within the ten yojan area of Nilachala Dham, so it's considered part of the holy Dham, Bhuvaneshwar. So when Gaur Govinda Swami is there in the temple, that's considered all part of the Kshetra Dham, the very northern part, entrance, like the Digpal, Kshetrapal, Lingaraj.
Bhukti Mukti Pradase Stana Manohar. Tatatumi Kyatta Haiva Sri Bhuvaneshwara.
That enchanting place awards material enjoyment and liberation. You will be renowned there, Lord Shiva, with the name Sri Bhuvaneshwara.
Shuni Adbhuta Puri Mahima Shankar. Puna Sri Charanadhari Karila Uttar.
After Shankar heard the wonderful glories of Jagannath Puri spoken by Lord Krishna, he grabbed hold of Krishna's lotus feet and spoke,
Sri Charanadhari,
Adbhuta Puri Mahima, Adbhuta Puri Mahima, that Adbhuta Puri, that wonderful, amazing, astounding place of Jagannath Puri Dhamaki, Jai.
Shuna prananata mora eka nivedan. Munise parama ahankrita sarvakshan. Hete ke tomare chari ami anyastan. Takile kushala mora nahika ke kakane. Tomarani katte taki sabe mora man. Dushta sanga dosha bhala naika kakan. O Lord of my life, I have one request. I am always extremely proud. Therefore, it will never be good for me to live away from your association. I have a desire to live near you. It is never good to remain in bad association. Ete ke amare jari takke vritya gyan. Tave nija kshetre more deha ekastan. If you consider me your servant, please give me a place to stay in your own abode. Nija kshetra, britya. If you know britya gyan, ekale ishvara krishna arasabhya britya. There is one supreme controller of everyone, including Brahma and Shiva, that is Krishna. Everyone is arasabhya britya, everyone is his servant. Kshetrera mahima shuni shri muke tomar bharicha haila tata takite amara. After hearing the glories of your Jagannath Puri, Sri Ketra Dham, from your lotus mouth, I have developed an intense desire to live there. Nikrishta haiya prabhu sevimu tamare tatai tile kastan deha prabhu more. I will serve you, my Lord, as a menial servant. Please give me a tiny place in your dham of Sri Ketra Dham. Kshetravasa pratimora bharalayaman eta bali maheshwara karina krandhan. I desire to live in your sacred abode. After saying this, Maheshwara Shiva began to cry. It's amazing, such a powerful personality, such a stoic, austere personality, Maheshwara Karina Krandan. But when we talk about he's invincible, Lord Shiva's invincible practically, no one but Krishna can defeat him. And his son Kartikeya is the commander-in-chief of all the demigods. Skanda, Krishna says in the Gita, among generals I am Skanda. Skanda is another name for Kartikeya because that personality, Skanda, represents personified death among soldiers, among commanders. So that power, that potency that's being exhibited there, the most powerful of all commanders, that represents Krishna. It's not that Krishna is Skanda, but that's him, that most powerful person. Among fishes I am the Makar. The Makar is the most interesting fish. So then if that's the son of Lord Shiva, Skanda, Kartikeya, imagine how powerful and ferocious Lord Shiva is. But in this loving relationship as a servant in Dasya Bhav with Lord Vishnu and Krishna, he has such a tender heart, such a soft heart, because this is Dasya Rati Bhakti. That the Lord cries for his devotees and devotees cry for the Lord. So he's begging the Lord. He says, oh my Lord Krishna, I want to live. I'm begging you. I have an ichha, desire to live in your Sri Ketra Puri Dham. And he starts crying. Shiva Vakya Tushtahai Sri Chandra Valdan Balite Lagila Tanrai Kari Alingan. The moon-faced Lord Krishna, Sri Chandra Valdan, Sri Krishna Chandra, was very satisfied with Shiva's words. Krishna then embraced Shiva and spoke as follows. Now this is the sweet, loving dealings between the Lord and his bhaktas. The devotees are crying for the Lord and crying to attain the Lord's association and crying for an opportunity to live near the Lord and crying for an opportunity to live in the Lord's holy dham, Sri Ketra Dham, Jagannath Puri, Sri Mayapur Navadvip Dham, or Sri Vrindavan Dham. And the Lord responds to the crying of his devotees, Maheshwara Karina Krandan. Maheshwara
Karina Krandan, Mahishra, Mahesh, Lord Shiva, started crying. And how did he respond? Tanre Kari Alingan, Alingana. Then Krishna embraced him. So you embrace one that you love. You embrace one that you protect. You embrace one that you care for. So obviously the Lord loves his devotees. And the devotees love the Lord. So it's an exchange, a loving exchange, a most sweet exchange of love. They're serving. He's just praying, I want to be your Britya. Britya, do you know I want to be your servant? Jivera Surupaya Krishna Nityadas. Every jiva is a servant, even a big, powerful, huge personality like Shiva Maheshwara. Mahesh, Mahaishwara. The greatest of Ishwaras, Maheshwara. But then Krishna's Param Maheshwara. Topmost supreme controller of all the controllers. And he's begging for service and begging to live in the holy abode. And that's where Krishna is. He's in the hearts of his devotees. He comes wherever they are. There's a very nice verse in Padma Puran, which Prabhupada often would quote, to show the nature of the loving reciprocation between the Bhakta and Bhagavan. The Bhakta Bhagavan Prem Sambandha. That the master is Shiva's and Dasya Rati, Dasya Bhav, servant of the Lord. He's the annihilator, Rudra, the destroyer. Of what Vishnu creates, he destroys, annihilates it, makes it unmanifest, so it can manifest again. So he plays his role in Srishti, Leela of Lord Vishnu. But at the same time, he's a devotee, he loves the Lord. And he's always glorifying the Lord, he's always glorifying his Ishtadev Sankarshan. Hari Ram, Hari Ram, Ram Ram, Hari Hari. So this is the Lord's promise. He's told Narada Muni in Padma Puran, Naham tishtami vaikunte yoginam Ridyeshua Tatra Tishtami Narada Yatra Gayanti Madbhaktaha. O Narad, I am not in Vaikuntha. Naham Tishtami Vaikunte. I'm not staying there. Va, or am I Yogi Ridai? I'm not in the hearts of the yogis. Yoginam Ridyeshiva. Where am I? I remain where my devotees glorify my name, form, qualities, and transcendental pastimes. Madbhakta Gayanti. 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 They sing about me. Gayanti, my bhaktas. So Shiva is one of those great bhaktas that's singing about the Lord, and he wants to live near the Lord. In Jagannath Puri, he's begging for some place so they can live there and play his din-din drum, his damru, and dance in ecstasy, glorifying Lord Jagannath. Shuna Shiva tumi mora nijadeya sam jetamara priyase mohara priyatam. Listen, Shiva, you're equal to my own body. Anyone who is dear to you is also dear to me. This phrase, Mohara Priyatam, is explained in Bhakti Sandarbha 2.16 by Sri Jiva Goswami. Shuddha Bhakta Shri Guru Sri Shivasya Cha Bhagavat Saha Abheda Jistam Tat Priyatam Atvaineva Manyante. Manyante. Whenever Shastras describe the Guru and Shiva as being non-different from Krishna, pure devotees, Shuddha Bhaktas, they understand that this is because of their being most dear to Sri Krishna. Jata tumi tatami ite nahi an sarvashetra tamare dilanam istan. Mahadev, I am present wherever you are. There is no doubt about it. I am giving you a place in all of my abodes.
Kshetra palaka tumi sarvata amar sarva kshetre tomare dilama adhikar. You will be the sole maintainer of my abodes. I authorize you to do this.
Very interesting. He was just asking to live in Puri. He was asking for a small thing, asking for a little one holy dham, and Krishna reciprocated with his crying and his love by saying, I'll give you a place in all my holy dhams. Just see the inconceivable love and response. You take one step towards Krishna, he takes 10 steps towards you. It's said that with Krishna, one form of Krishna is a Vishnu form, he has 10 arms. So it's said that with Krishna's 10 arms in this Vishnu form, if he wants to give you some gifts, with our 2 arms we cannot accept so much shower of gifts. But with his 10 arms, if he wants to take away everything we have, then with our 2 arms we can't hold on to anything. Because with 2 of his arms or even 4 of his arms, he can tie up our arms. He still has 6 more arms to rip everything off. He can tie us up, you know, the thieves come and they tie you up and then they rip off everything in your house. They have some ropes and they tie you up and gag you and tie you up to the refrigerator with ropes and you can't go anywhere. So Vishnu can tie us up with the ropes of his arms, his bhujanga, his serpent-like arms. He can tie us up and then just take everything we got until we stand naked before the Lord. Like the Kanyakumaris in Braj. He took everything they had, because all they had at that time was their clothes. Gopi Vastraharna. And then they had to offer them their complete everything they had to Krishna. So because Mahadev received a place to live in Ekamraka, he prayed that he could live wherever the Lord stays. Then the Lord appointed him as the maintainer of all his abodes. Ekam rakavanaje tamare dilayami tahateo paripona rupe takatumi. You reside to give your full satisfaction in ekam rakavan that I gave you. Reside to your full satisfaction. Se shetramara parama priyastan mora prite tatai takive sarvakshan. That place is most dear to me, priyastan. Always reside there for my pleasure. Jaya mara bhaktahai tama anadare se amare matradena vidambana kare. If one of my devotees disrespects you, Lord Shiva, he simply creates disturbance for me. Hena mate Shiva pai lena se stan adyapiha Vikyata Bhuvaneshwaranam. In this way, Shiva obtained a place which is today known as Bhuvaneshwara. Shiva Priya Bhara Krishna Taha Bhujaite Nrityakare Gora Chandra Shivera Sakshate. Gorachand dance before Shiva to reveal that Shiva is most dear to Krishna. The spiritual master and Mahadev are extremely dear to the Supreme Lord. The devotees of Shiva have obtained the service of the 8-armed Supreme Lord. But those who consider demigods like Shiva to be independent commit an offense at the feet of the Supreme Lord. Jata kichu Krishna kahi jachena puran. Evetaha dekajena sakshate apan. Whatever Krishna spoke in the Puranas was now directly demonstrated. Shivram Govinda Balya Gorarai Hate Tali Die Nritya Karina Sadai. Lord Gora clapped his hands as he continually danced and chanted Shiva Ram Govinda, Shiva Ram Govinda, Shiva Ram Govinda, Shiva Ram Govinda,
Shivaram Govinda, Shivaram Govinda, Shivaram Govinda, Shivaram Govinda, Shivaram Govinda, Shivaram Govinda, 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 Shivaram 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 Govinda. Apane bune Bhuvaneshwar Gya Gora Chandra Shiva Puja Karelena Lai Bhakta Vrinda. Gora Chandra personally visited Bhuvaneshwar with his devotees and worshipped Lord Shiva, Lingaraj. Shiksha Guru Ishvarera Shiksha Jena Mane Nija Doshe Dukha Paya Se Sabajane. Those who do not follow the teachings of the Supreme Lord, the instructing spiritual master of all, suffer miseries because of their own faults. Shiksha Guru Ishvara, Shiksha, Ishvara Shiksha. So Ishvara, Sri Krishna, is a Shiksha Guru. So he's giving that Shiksha through the words of the Shastras, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, contained in Bhagavad Gita. He's giving instructions like, Manmanabha Vamad Bhakto Madhyaji Manamaskara Mami Vaishasi Satyam Te Pratijane Priyosime. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me, and offer your homage unto me. And then this is how you show me how you love me. Become, I love devotees. I love people that act like this. Become priya. And we take instructions on a higher level of advancement. We take instructions from the Shiksha Guru, form of Krishna residing in the heart as Chaitanya Guru, Antaryami Paramatma. Se Shiva Grame Prabhu Bhakta Brinda Songe, Shivalinga Deki Deki, Brahmilena Ronge. In that abode of Lord Shiva, Gauranga and his associates happily wandered about seeing the Shivalingas. And the purport says that there was the deity situated in the walls of the temple, Ekamraka Shiva, was situated at the base of a mango tree facing west. North of that mango tree is a Shivalinga named Ugreshwara, who is a chief of 1,100,000 lingas. And they say there's like a million Shiva lingas there. Paramani Briteka Deki Shiva Stan Sukhi Haila Shri Gaurasundar Bhagavan. When Shri Gaurasundar saw a temple of Shiva in a most solitary place, he became joyful. Shri Gaurasundar Bhagavan. Se Grame Jateka Achaye Devalai Sabadeki Lena Sri Gauranga Mahashai. Lord Gauranga visited all the temples in Bhuvaneshwar. Well, that's a lot. He mate sarvapate santoshe asite utarilasi prabhu kamalapurite. In this way, Lord Gauranga happily traveled all the way and eventually arrived at Kamalapur on his way to Jagannath Puri. And in Kamalapur is the Bhargi-Nadi River, which flows right near Jagannath Temple. From this village, which is about 6-8 kilometers from Jagannath Puri, you can see the flag, the Jayadwaj, the victory flag on top of Jagannath's temple. Dulera dvaja matra dekilena dure pravishile prabhu nija ananda sagari. As soon as Gauranga saw the flag on top of the temple, he floated in an ocean of happiness. So just by seeing anything connected to the Lord, his temple, or even a flag above the temple, as a source of happiness. So here in our Radhagiridhari temple, we have a beautiful yellow flag flying, and it looks very nice, makes one feel happy. Remember Radharani. Akatyad Bhutta Prabhu Karina Hunkar Vishalagarjana Kampa Sarva Dehabhar. Gauranga's loud roaring was wonderful beyond description. His entire body began to tremble. He was unable to move. So he was experiencing sattvic ecstasies. This was called an Udipan, Vivav. What was the Udipan? Just seeing the flag, Jagannath's flag. Seeing anything connected to the beloved, or hearing the flute, or
seeing something connected to the beloved can stimulate the sthayi bhava in the heart, the parental love or the conjugal love or the friendly love, servant love, dasya bhava. So in this case, he saw the flag. Oh, that's my Lord. That's Neelachala Chandra. That's my Prabhu. That's my Swami. That's my Jagannath. Rajendra Nandan Shamsundara. I'm almost there. Ah! Prasadera dike matra chahite chahite. Chalilena Prabhu shloka padite padite. Gauranga continued constantly looking at the temple and reciting verses. Practically speaking, from this description, we can understand that in the madness of prema and love, that there's something called prema vibram, or prema vivarta, mistaken identity or upside down perception. So sometimes in the intense separation from Krishna, Vrindavan, Radharani's wandering in a kunjavans, and she sees a tamal tree. There's a peacock perched in the branches of the tamal tree. And she just glances and she's looking for Sham. Sham kaha, Sham kaha, Sham kaha. And she's wandering in so much distress and feeling viraha bhav in the forest. And she sees its glossy, shiny tamal tree and in the moonlight and the peacock feather. And she mistakes that tamal tree to be her tamal, her Krishna, her Shamsundara. And that peacock, the feather that on the tail of that peacock resting in the branches of the tree, in her Brahm, Vibrahma Prem, Radharani mistakes that to be the more punk peacock feather on Krishna's pagri on his turban. She runs, oh Sham! And she embraces that tamal tree tightly in her arms and she collapses. So just because she's so much wanting to meet her beloved and wanting to see him, that she sees him everywhere. One who sees everything in me, one who sees me everywhere, and everything in me is never lost to me. And I am never lost to him. Yomam pashyati sarvatra, sarvam chamayi pashyati. Krishna says in Gita, so the gopis, and especially Radharani, are the ideal examples of great pure devotees of the Lord. They're seeing Krishna everywhere, within and without, in everything and everyone, wherever they look, wherever they gaze, wherever they go, wherever they move, whatever they think, whatever they say. So Gauranga is simply seeing the flag, the temple flag. Well, for Gauranga, that temple flag has become Uripan. So in that flag, he's seeing, this is my Jagannath. So he's constantly looking at the flag. Jagannath, Jagannath, and starts reciting verses, shlokas, to glorify the Lord. Shrimukhera Arda Shloka Shuna Savadhane Jay Lila Karila Gaurachandra Bhagavane. Now hear carefully about Gaurachandra's pastime of composing and reciting half a verse. Prasadagre nivasita purasmera vaktraravindo mamalokya smita suvadano valagopalamurti. Gauranga said, just look at the top of the temple. Look! See! There's a form of a coward boy. His face is resembling a fully blossomed lotus. It's Krishna. It's Gopal. It's Bala Gopal. He's looking at me. He's Smita Suvadan. His beautiful face, Suvadana. His so beautiful face, he's smiling at me. His eyes are smiling at me. In this way, the beauty of his face is increasing. Do you see? Look. Nitai Mukunda Jagannanda Prabhupali Deka Prasadhara Agramule Hasena Amari Deki Shri Balagopal. See, at the top of the temple of Jagannath, Balagopal is looking at me and smiling. Obviously, Mahaprabhu is totally mad. His Stai Bhava, Madhur Bhava, has totally captivated him. He's actually entered into Vibram, into state of bewilderment, and he's just seeing the flag and he's having hallucinations, and people might say he's having hallucinations, but these are sportis of his Lord manifesting from his heart and seeing his Lord everywhere. Reciting this verse again and again, Gauranga helplessly fell with great force to the ground. Eshloko puna puna padiya padiya
achara kajena prabhu vishwasahaya.
He recited this verse again and again.
Sedinara jayachara jayarti krandhan anantara jivaya se nadraya varan. Even Ananta cannot describe the way Gauranga forcefully fell to the ground and the way he pathetically cried that day.
Chakra prati drishti matra karina sakale se shloka padya padena bhumitale.
When Gauranga and his associates looked at the chakra on the top of the Jagannath temple, they offered obeisances and recited that verse.
Prasadagre nivasita pura smeyar avraktra ravindo mamalokya smita suvadano bala gopala murti. E mata dandavat haite haite sarvapatta ailena prema prakashite.
In this way, Gauranga exhibited prem prakash, ecstatic love of Krishna, while offering obeisances the entire way. Sarvapat, dandabat, sarvapat, oh my God. Because from that village in the Barginati River, which when is in Kamalapur, when you just enter, you cross that bridge, that Ataranala Bridge with 18 arches, from there it's about 5 kilometers to the temple. So he's offering dandabats for 5 kilometers. So it says here, dandabata haite haite sarvapat prima prakash. This way Gauranga exhibited ecstatic love while offering dandabats the entire way. So this is how to approach the Lord, offering dandabats all the way. Sometimes you see people, they come to Govardhan and they stay near Jatipur, near the, and some guest house outside of Jatipur, just beside Govardhan, on the Prikramarg, Giriraj Prikramarg, and they're Vallabhacharya's followers, Vallabha Sampradaya. And they have great reverence to their yoga pit, or their main worshipable place, is Jatipur. That's Madhavendra Puri. And the Nachi Didi was worshipped there. Then Nachi went, of course, to Natwara, Gopal Nachi. He's in Natadwara in Rajasthan. So those followers of Alava, they come out of their ashram and then they offer dandabats all the way to that ladies, gentlemen, whoever. They offer dandabats on the Govardhan Prikramarg all the way to the Mukharavinda Govardhan Shila, where they bathe the Lord and say that's the mouth of Govardhan. And he comes there in the day, comes there at night and goes back to Rajasthan in the day and this and that. They do that, which is a few hundred meters. But you know, Lord Chaitanya was all over, and sometimes people come to Radhakund and they get to the Sangam and then they offer dandabats all the way down the Sangam. And then they come down the steps and they offer dandabats to Radhakund and Shavakund. I've seen people do that. So he's offering dandabats, absorbed in prema, just seeing the flag. What's going to happen when he sees Jagannath? Ihare se bali prema maya avatar, he shakti chaitanya vahi anya nahyar. That is why Gauranga is called the incarnation of love of God, prema maya avatar. He is the avatar that's made of prema, prema avatar. No one other than Sri Chaitanya has the power to display such love. Chaitanya shakti. Patte jata dekaye sukriti naragan tarabhale eta sakshat narayana. Those pious persons who saw Gauranga offering dandavats on the road to Jagannath's temple, they said, he is directly Lord Narayan.
Chaturdike vediya aise bhaktagan anande anandadharaya purna sabaranayan.
Devotees surrounded Gauranga as they walked down the road. Everyone's eyes were filled with tears of ecstasy.
Sabe chari dandapat premara aveshe praharatinete asi haila praveshe.
The road that could have been covered in 1.5 hours took them 9 hours because of the Lord's absorption, ecstatic love.
So this road is only, it's a few couple kilometers, as I mentioned, or about 4 or 5 kilometers. In 1.5 hours you can walk there from Kamalapur to the Jagannath Temple. But the Gauranga was fully absorbed in Prema Prakash, ecstatic love of God. He's repeatedly offering dandavats, so progress by dandavats takes a lot longer time than progress by walking. You can walk around Govardhan Hill in 4 hours, but to do dandavats around Govardhan Hill takes 56 hours, or 60 hours. It takes quite a long time. That's at a steady pace. You can walk around Vrindavan in 1.5 hours, about the same distance. But to do dandavat prikama of Radhakunta, I mean it's longer distance. But to do dandavat prikama of Vrindavan takes about 21 hours. And walking is 1.5. The same phenomenon is there in Krishna Lila with Akrura. When Akrura was coming from Mathura to take Krishna and Balaram to Kamsa's wrestling match, he left in the morning on Ekadasi, maybe, I think it was. And it took him till evening. He didn't arrive until evening time. And it's only 8 kilometers from Mathura to Vrindavan. And he was in a chariot with 8 horses. So that's 8 horsepower. That's a lot of horsepower. And that's a lot more than a manpower. 8 horsepower is like 100 horsepower, 100 manpower. So he can go a pretty fast clip. But he was just absorbed and stunned by remembering Krishna's pastimes and remembering the darshan he was about to have of Krishna. He was just beside himself. He was just so, took him so long. So the same thing, Lord Chaitanya. He was doing dandavats for that distance and it took him 9 hours of dandavats. Amazing. That's why Vrindavanas Thakur is saying that no one has the power to display such love. Who is willing to do that, lie down and offer dandavats 9 hours consecutively for their lover? That's not too much heard of. Ailena Matra Prabhu Ataranalaya Sarvabhava Samvarana Kaila Gora Rai. As soon as Gauranga arrived at Ataranala, he concealed the symptoms of ecstatic love. This is the entrance bridge, Taranala. Stirahaya Vasilena Prabhu Sabalaya Sabarebalena Ati Vinayakarya. Gauranga peacefully sat down with his associates and humbly spoke to them. Tomara Tamara Karela Bandukaj Tekaila Ani Jagannath Maharaj. You have all done a favor to me, for you have brought me to see Jagannath Maharaj. My Maharaj. Ebe Agi Tomara Chala Dekibadi Amiwa Jaive Agi Taha Balamodi. Now tell me whether you should go first to see Jagannath or I should go first. Mukunda Balina Tabe Tumi Agi Jao Bala Bali Chalilena Shigoranga Rao. Mukunda said, my Lord, you should go first. Shri Gauranga Rao said, all right. Matta Singha Gati Jini Chalila Satwara Pravishta Hoilasi Purira Bitar. The Sringa Chaitanya, Lord Gauranga, walked like an intoxicated lion, and as soon, walked means he ran, he charged like an intoxicated lion, and as soon as he entered within the town of Jagannath Puri. Pravesha hoila gora chandra nila chale iha ye shunaye se base prema jale. This is a shruti fall, a benediction. Anyone who hears about Gora Chandra's entrance into Nilachala floats in an ocean of ecstatic love. Base prema jale. Ishvara Chaya Sarva Bhoma Se Kale Jagannatha Dekite Achena Kutuhale
By the will of the Supreme Lord, Sarvabhauma was happily taking darshan of Jagannath at that time. Oh, that's... Hena Kali Gorachandra Jagatta Ichivan Dekilena Jagannatha Subhadra Sankarshan. Just then, Gorachandra, the life and soul of the universe, Jagat Jivan, came to see Jagannath, Subhadra, and Baladev. Deki Matra Prabhukari Parama Hunkare Ichahaila Jagannatha Kole Karibari. And as soon as Gauranga saw Jagannath, he roared loudly, Swami! And he felt an intense desire to embrace him. Lamphadena Vishwambara Anande Vival Chaturdike Chute Shava Nayanera Jal. This is that moment when, overwhelmed with ecstatic love, Vishwambara leapt, jumped in the air, and tears shot from his eyes in all directions. Shaneke Padilahai Anande Murchita Ke Buje Eishvara Agada Charita. The next moment, Gauranga fell to the ground unconscious in ecstasy, Ananda Murchita. Who can understand the unfathomable characteristics of the Supreme Lord Gaurahari? Agya Pari Hari Sava Utila Marite Ate Vyate Sarva Bhoma Padila Preshtete. The ignorant guards of the temple prepared to beat Gauranga. But Sarvabhauma, who was taking darshan at the time, rushed to the Lord and threw himself on the Lord's back. The guards are supposed to chastise pilgrims who commit seva aparad, deity offenses. They are about to beat Gaurasundara for falling unconscious in ecstatic love within the temple. They consider that an offense. This is an offense, falling on seeing the Lord becoming overwhelmed in ecstatic love. So these are the watchmen, temple watchmen, or internal security guards. Ridaye chintena sarva bhoma mahashai eta shakti manushera kona kale nai. Sarva bhoma mahashai thought, no human being can ever exhibit such a potency. Hey Hunkara, hey Garjan, hey Premadhar, Jatakichu, Alokik, Shakti, Prachar. This loud roaring, bellowing current of ecstatic love are all exhibitions of extraordinary potencies. Alokik Shakti. This is the thinking of Sarvabhauma. Hey Janahina Bhuji, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, hey Matachinte, Sarvabhauma Atidanya. This person appears to be Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Thus, Sarvabhauma considered in his mind. Sarvabhauma Nivarane Sarvaparihari Rahilena Dhure Sabe Mahabhayakari. Checked by Sarvabhauma, the guards were frightened and stood at some distance. Prabhu say, Haya Achena Achaitana Prai Deki Macha Jagannatha Nija Priyakai. From the moment that Gauranga saw the form of his beloved Jagannath, he remained unconscious. Nija Priya. Jagannatha Nija Priya. Kiya Nande Magna Haila Vaikuntha Ishvar Vedeyo Se Sabatatvat Janite Dushkara. It is difficult for even the Vedas to know how deeply Gauranga, the Lord of Vaikuntha, merged in ecstatic love. Se Prabhu Gaurachandra Chatravyuha Rupe Apaneva Siyache Simhasane Suke. That same Gaurachandra was happily sitting on the Singhasan in his quadruple expansions as Jagannath, Sankarshan, Baladev, and Sudarshan. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Ki Jai.